I've been raising it here at the Joint Policing Committee meeting for a number of years now, looking for a full-time guard in Kilmacrenan. I think the village is quite a large village. It's, you know, it's almost a suburb of Letterkenny now, if you want to say. There's a huge volume of traffic there on the N56 going through the village. And I think it merits a guard, you know, to have a guard of its own there. I've looked at this and I'm delighted that David Kelly, Superintendent David Kelly, has the courage for to put a guard back out onto one of these stations that haven't been manned. And I would encourage him maybe to consider making it a full-time position, because I think that Kilmacrenan deserves a guard on a full-time basis.
And as you say, because it's so close to Letterkenny as well, and the town does spill out over into it, but there, a guard does still take them 20 minutes to get there from Letterkenny if a serious incident occurs.
Well, that's absolutely correct. I suppose, you know, it's in the Milford Division, and you know, the guards in Milford have a massive area to cover, from, you know, the Fannett Peninsula, the Roskill Peninsula, and then you go right out then as far as Gibarra Bridge, and then that includes the islands off the coast as well. So, you know, it's impossible for guards that's on duty for to cover all the areas, and you know, I suppose we do have things like emergency responses and things like that. But at the same time, I still think that the model of policing is wrong, and I still think that these rural areas need their own guard in each of these stations, these rural stations that have been closed down.
And it does help make communities feel safer as well, just to know that there is that presence there.
Well, I think that's absolutely correct. You know, and it's also the thing of convenience for people if they need to get forms filled out, if they have to pay their gun licence, all the things that you go to the local Garda station for. I think it's great whenever you make a trip, but you know they're going to be there, because I think what's happening at the moment in a lot of stations, people, you know, make a journey to go and get some type of business done, and they find that the station's not open when they get there. At least if people know, you know, what services are there locally for them, I think it's of great benefit to them.